Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. It is Thursday. Look, it's almost the weekend. The weather is getting cooler. How about that? I am so sick of summer. I don't know about y'all. Hey, quick plug to my buddy Whitney Kilgo is at Lupe's in Hansville playing from 6 to 8:30. She was in studio 2 weeks ago playing. And what a wonderful little musician she is. So she's kicking it at Lupe's. So go see her. She is live right now playing an acoustic guitar. On the Big D Radio Show tonight, with me, April German with Victorious Hope Nonprofit Organization. When we leave this segment, we're going to come back and we're going to be listening to a band, Ever After, Virginia Beach, Virginia. They're going to be tuned in and we're actually going to speak with them live on air. And then, Carol Berry. Everybody knows Carol Berry. How about that? Everybody.
Yes.
April, welcome to the Big D Radio Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about Victorious Hope and how it all began and exactly what you do.
Okay. How it all began, Victoria was my mother. She just recently passed away in May of pancreatic cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And for a long time, she was a single mother. Before she remarried in my teen years. And she worked 3 jobs just to support us, to make ends meet. She didn't own a pair of jeans that didn't have a hole in them. We didn't have a car. She would have to, walk me. I remember in middle school walking me 2 miles to cheerleading practice.
Wow.
And she always did without so we could have.
Exactly.
And so she always wanted to start something like this. It was always a dream of hers. And so when she passed away, I just kind of thought, well, I'm going to do this for you now.
Right.
And that's where the name Victoria's Hope came up.
Okay.
And I started it out, me and my sister, we were just, people would tell us about single mothers or single fathers that, might need a new wardrobe or something that they wouldn't normally buy themselves. And we would go and get them new clothes and surprise them with it. But it has grown into so much more since I started it in June. So
let me tell you something. When you do something good for people, God will bless you.
And he has. He really has.
So now, do you have a brick and mortar building that you're
I do now. To begin with, in June, I was doing it out of my house. In July, I rented a storage building. In 2 weeks, I had ran out of room in the storage building because there was so many donations coming in.
Wow.
So I found me a little brick and mortar. It's in the back of a place in Dodge City, a storage building place in Dodge City. It's in the basement.
Okay.
I've outgrew it too, but
well, that's a good thing.
We're making it work. And so, yes, I do. And that's where I have all the things that the families that qualify can come in and get for the things that they need.
All right. So now how often can they come by and how often is the store, we'll call it a store. How often is it actually open that they can actually come in and get something?
I'm a teacher and
at Good Hope.
And I have 3 boys active in school. So I was open more during the summer, but right now it's just 1 day a week.
Okay.
I try to do it in the afternoons after I get out of school, and some Saturdays.
So now, do families need to come by and actually fill out an application in order to get qualified?
No,
get a donation?
What they usually do is they contact me on Facebook or through our email, and I get all the information from them there, and I usually go by the free and reduced lunch forms, the income level for that.
Right.
So if they qualify for that, then they usually qualify, to come shop with me. And then we set up the appointment and they bring some sort of documentation for me to have on file.
So is it basically based upon income?
Yes. Or income or just, a certain situation. I mean, I've helped, where someone had a baby in the hospital,
right,
and they were both off work and, they weren't getting an income. So Victoria's Hope sent some money to them for their lodging and stuff like that. So, every case is different. So, but my main thing that I do provide is based on income.
Okay. So I'm willing to donate something. Mm-hmm. How am I going to donate? Where am I going to bring it to?
We actually have two drop-offs at Bubblegum and Blue Jeans and Unique Sophistication for clothing and okay. items. Big drop-offs, people usually contact me, and then I meet them up there. I actually have had people bring it to my house. I had a huge one, thank you, Angie Johnson, that I ended up filling up my entire garage one evening.
Wow.
And
that's a blessing right
that
there.
That was a blessing. And so, but usually they'll drop it off either at one of the two drop-off locations or they will make plans to meet with me at the shop, and I'll get it there.
And if I want to come and give you a cash donation mm-hmm. and or write a check, am I going to write it out to Victoria's Hope?
You sure are, and it's tax deductible at the end of the year.
Awesome.
We are an official 501c.
So exactly what all are you going to accept? Children's clothes, mm-hmm. kids' clothes, shoes. Can you kind of give me a list?
Children's clothes, shoes, women's clothes, purses, men's. We have men's clothing. Any kind of baby products. I have formula, diapers. We have feminine products, toiletries, household items, plates, anything like that. Blankets go really fast. Mm. Comforters, silverware goes really fast, pots and pans. Here lately, a lot of my clients are people that are just starting over.
Okay.
And are just moving into a house with just, you know, four walls. And
right.
so they're coming just to get, you know, anything that they can.
Right. So we're going way beyond clothes. I mean, we're talking household items.
Right.
So what is dependent upon how much that you will give one particular family? Is that a tough question?
It's based on the situation. When I have one come in that, like I said, that it's just trying to start their life over. I've had people leaving, you know, domestic abuse situations and things like that. I will give them, you know, clothes, pots, pans, I mean, anything that they need. When people come in, like back to school shopping, things like that, for their kids, I allowed 15 items per person that
okay.
they shop for. So, it just depends on the situation. And then I, you know, the people that are just starting over, I've been blessed with people will message me, hey, I have a couch or I have a washer and dryer. Do you have
right.
anyone that needs one? And it's like, I will automatically have someone that needs one. Or if someone comes to me needing a couch or a bed, I will, you know, put it out there on the Facebook page and I immediately have someone donating.
Okay. So now do you have anybody that actually goes out and picks up these big items from these people or do they usually bring it to you?
Usually I will correspond. I will have the two people start.
Meet maybe?
Yes. Like
that's easy.
whoever's needing it.
You need to go to.
Yes. Because that's the thing about where I'm at now. My building, one day I hope to have somewhere big enough to have couches in
right,
there.
Exactly.
I mean, anything, but my building's not big enough right now for that. So
right.
when it's furniture, it's usually, well, okay, so can you go pick that up
That's
at
awesome.
This time or whatever? So.
So do you ask the public to volunteer and help you to do any of this? Maybe you should.
Yeah. I have control issues and, it's hard for me to ask help.
April has to be in charge. No,
yes.
You should never be that way. Always accept the help.
And I've had people, I mean, I have my sweet friend Laura. She helps me so much. And, Judy, she was a grandparent of a student I had. She's helped me. Christy. I mean, I've had people come and help me, you know, hang up the clothes. And of course my sister helps when she can too. So,
but don't they have this thing now? Like with college kids, if they volunteer, that they get some kind of credit or something?
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
You need to jump all over that.
I know. And I've had people volunteer, you know, their youth groups. And so, I mean, I'm getting to that point because I can't. I mean,
if you're growing that big, you have to.
Yes, because I just can't do it on my own.
That's just God helping you out, bringing some volunteers.
Yes.
That's exactly what it
yes.
is.
Yes. So
that's awesome. Especially the church groups, if they come in and do it.
Yes, yes.
But you know, look, if I'm a college kid and I can get some extra credit,
exactly,
I'm all over it.
Exactly, exactly.
And I'd be there every weekend.
Yes.
I always struggle, you know, when I was in college and I'm like, what can I do extra?
Right, yeah.
You have to get that A, so.
Yes.
So that's a good thing.
Yes.
So you want to give a phone number out just in case people need to call you?
I don't really have one. I mean, I have my personal number.
All right, so you don't want So in other words, you don't want your cell phone blowing up?
I did that at first, and yeah, that. But I do, we're on Facebook.
Okay.
Under Victoria's Hope. And then we have an email address. It's hopevictorias@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And we also have a website, but you'd have to go to our Facebook page to go to our website, because I really don't know the address. It's one of those Google sites with the weird address.
So do you have anything coming up anytime soon?
Actually, we're having a yard sale Saturday. That's the first one to do. It's all for, I'm going to be doing a Christmas, you know, assistance program.
Yeah. And if I think I'm correct, I think I actually looked at the article that you had.
Yes.
So maybe the shirts were like 50 cents or a dollar a piece,
right,
or something like that.
Right.
So you have the prices real quick for you.
Yeah, shirts are a dollar. No, shirts are 50 cents. Dresses and pants are a dollar. Purses are a dollar. And then the household items, you know, we would just, I mean, I'm not going to have a tag on anything. But it's all going to go back to providing for Christmas for children and families in Coleman.
50 cents and a dollar. Rachel, do you believe that she'll be sold out in like 30 minutes?
These are some nice clothes, too. These are some nice clothes. So
get there quick.
Yes.
This Saturday in Dodge City.
Yes.
And exactly where is it again?
It is. Well, we are right next to the Dodge City browser, but we are not in the Dodge City browser. People are going in there a lot. It's called Premier Buildings, and there's a lot of storage buildings in the front.
Okay.
And
you're going to be there set
we
up?
We're in the back of that building.
In the back of the building.
I have a sign on 69 that says Victoria's Hope, and then and if you don't drive an SUV or a truck, I would recommend just parking in the Premier Building.
And walking down?
Walking down, yeah, because it's gravel, but you might get stuck.
Because let me tell you something, folks in Coleman love yard sales.
Yes.
So I would think if you start at 8 a.m., you should be done by 8:15.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, well, with those kind of prices, there's
nice.
No doubt.
That'd be nice.
That's awesome.
So,
well, I appreciate you coming in and telling us exactly what you do. You're welcome back at any time that you want to come back and talk about this. And we'll just continue to push it. Let God bless you. And I appreciate the work that you do for this community.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
When we come back from break, we're going to be playing 2 Miles High, a song by Ever After from Virginia Beach, Virginia. And they're going to be on the line talking to Big D, and we're going to find out exactly what all they're doing up at Virginia Beach and learn all about Ever After, a very popular band. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof. When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Coleman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Coleman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Coleman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Coleman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Coleman County VOAD, call the Coleman County EMA at 739-5410. 739-5410. Email ColemanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Coleman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Coleman County VOAD is Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Are you a talented artist, baker, or candlestick maker? Then you'll want to be set up at Maker's Market happening December 15th from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock, right in the middle of downtown Coleman at the Fest Hall Market Platz. Located in the heart of Coleman's beautiful historic warehouse district, vendor applications are being accepted now. More information on the festival itself or how to become a vendor, you can visit the Maker's Market page on Facebook, or you can send an email to makersmarketcoleman@gmail.com. It's the 2018 Maker's Market coming to downtown Coleman, December 15th from 9 until 4 at the Fest Hall Market Platz.
You're listening to Live 95.
Look, Big D is dancing in his chair while Rachel LaRue looks at me funny. But that's okay. What are you giving me that funny look for?
I'm not.
Yes, you are. On the phone, longtime friend Mark Moss from Virginia Beach, Virginia. How are you doing, Mark?
Good, Dad. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing fine. Just kicking it, listening to some Ever After. Man, I'm telling you what, that is an incredible song right there.
Thank you. They appreciate that.
Hey, you're welcome. So look, longtime friend Mark Moss and I worked together in Holly Pond, Alabama many, many years ago. And I'll tell you a quick story. I didn't know Mark that well. And one day he walks up to me and says, "Hey, look, I hear you're a DJ." And I said, "Well, I am." And he says, "Well, do you need any help?" Well, there you go. And then Mark starts DJing for me, and we travel all over North Alabama, and it was good times. And then Mark left us and went to a few states and ended up in Virginia Beach, Virginia. So there's the story.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun doing that back in the day.
Look, it was fun. And you know, Mark, I think you told me that you were originally from, was it Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
Philadelphia.
Because Mark and I, we had a love for the Stray Cats back then, and it was fun times.
Still do.
So look, we're going to also talk to Steve and Stacy Stevens. They are the founders of Ever After. And so, Steve, if you can just kind of tell me how the band began, and welcome to the Big D Radio Show.
Oh, thanks for having us. Stacy and I, before we were a couple or married, were in a band together, trying to become rock stars, doing the record deal chase, you know, the whole thing. And like most bands, it imploded over time. It was a good band. Her and I ended up together, and we slowed down a little bit and started our lives together. And after several years of lining somebody else's pockets for a living, we kind of became established and decided, the heck with this, man. Let's go be musicians again. So we started up a new band together, and a much smaller band than we had done before, and had gone through a couple of drummers and ended up with the lovely and talented Katie Moss at this point. And everything's great, you know. I mean, we play 3 or 4 nights a week. We make a good living playing music as a cover band, and then we do our original music, and we're not really chasing the record deal thing, but we're having a good time doing what we're doing, and we're doing it for the right reasons. And it's a good lineup, you know. It's a family.
So what all do you cover? What genre of music?
I know
that's probably a tough question.
If you name it, I mean, we do it. Captain Manzanil, we do Tool, we do Robert John, we'll play Fat Eyes, we don't care.
Iron Maiden,
sure.
Good Lord, y'all jump all over the board, don't you?
John Michael Montgomery?
Very much.
No way, you also do country?
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
In the show.
Daryl, at one point, I've made a living in one way or another as a musician since I was about 15 years old, and one of my, you know, I never had too many delusions of grandeur. I still have some, but I always wanted a band that could go into a country bar and entertain the crowd the entire night without a problem, and then go the next night into a rock bar and entertain that crowd without a problem.
Dude, that's incredible.
Yeah, I think I've got it. I mean, it's taken many years. Obviously, Stacy and I have been together for over 20 and have a large repertoire. But Katie's fantastic. She can play anything we throw at her. So, yeah, this band has got that thing where we can do anything for anybody. And I like that. Keeps us working.
So let me say this. Mark has turned me on to your music and has sent me several songs. So let me just give you a kudos, Stacy. You have an incredible voice. I mean, I've heard people sing, and we all say that, you know, this person has a very good voice for singing. But you're way beyond that. I mean, you are a talented singer.
Thank you very much.
I love listening to all the songs that Mark sends me. So he sent me 3 last night, and I listened to all of them and just loved every one of them. So why don't we get into how you two come upon 17-year-old Katie Moss to become the drummer of your band?
She was for sale on a turnip truck.
And that was all true.
Heck, you want
to... She was real cheap, too. only $2. Now, actually, we didn't come upon her. She found us. She's been playing with the School of Rock, and she was advancing and pretty much outgrown it. So Mark and Judy started bringing her out to open mics and to come see different local bands in the area, and I guess she just liked what we played and the repertoire we had, and just approached us one day when, you know, they knew we were looking for a drummer. She did a fill-in gig for us, and she's like, how about if I play with you guys?
So Katie, if you will, you're next. So tell me what it's like being 17 years old and playing with this incredible band and getting the coverage that you do every night that you play.
Oh, it's a lot of fun doing it, but like it's worth losing sleep. But hey, I love doing it. I love doing something that I wanted to do for I don't know how long now.
Yeah, you're 17, so I think your dad told me that maybe you started when you were maybe 7 or 8 years old. I think. Is that right?
13.
So you've only had just a few years that you've learned the drums, but yet your dad tells me what a talented drummer that you are. So that's incredible.
Thank you. He has to say that. He's her dad.
Oh, well, of course he does. So, Steve,
I'm a guitar player. She's extremely talented.
Oh, I know. So, Steve, can you tell me some of the...
I'm going to have a rhythm section. She's got it.
Can you tell me some of the places that you've actually played at? Because I think I seen recently that y'all were possibly out in the Midwest.
Yeah, we went to... we did a road trip to Colorado by way of Fort Wayne, Indiana, Des Moines, Iowa, We did a show out in Colorado. So we've gone nationwide.
That's awesome.
On your side.
So are you basically playing in Virginia Beach 3 or 4 nights a week?
It's the Tidewater area. It's Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Chesapeake, Outer Banks, the Peninsula, which is the Hampton, Newport News area. So it's just a little regional.
So are you bouncing from club or from different venues every single night, or do you play at one kind of venue several times during the week?
Bars, festivals, bar mitzvahs, weddings, funerals, you name it. We play it.
And that's the best way to be. Jump around and get noticed.
It's back to what I was saying about being a versatile band that can do anything. You know, we have a really good, loyal following in the immediate area.
Right.
And we've played several weddings for people. We played at a funeral for a dear friend of ours. And we just, you know, kept it light and played background music. We played elevator versions of Christopher Cross and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Just because they wanted us, you know, they're part of our family. They are part of the Ever After family, and we like being a part of their events.
And I'm sure you have a huge following in that area.
We do pretty good. We are certainly not the best drawing band in town. There's a lot of guys that put on a heck of a show. Tidewater is great, you know. It's one of the few towns in the country where you can make a living as a musician.
Right.
I have a lot of friends that work and play in Nashville and Austin and bigger towns where a lot of those guys work, you know, 6-7 hours a night for tips, you know. And
right.
The pay scale is pretty good in Tidewater.
That's awesome. Yeah, you know, it's just incredible to know that the different genres that you cover, and yet you're so good at it. And, you know, that just fires me up. So I'm going to try to talk to Rachel into going with me. And I don't know the exact time, but we're going to jump on a plane, and we're going to go to Virginia Beach, Virginia, and we're actually going to come watch you guys play.
Oh, please do. Awesome. We'll make room for you.
They need to tour down to the great city of Coleman, Alabama.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We need to get you some gigs down south.
Book it. We'll be there.
We'll do it.
You have to learn how to say y'all.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all have to learn how to say y'all, you know, because we're just a little bit southern.
I can say y'all with the best of them.
These guys.
I'm not from yet around here, and I've learned y'all.
Stacy is originally from Colorado.
Is she?
It's taken her a while.
Yeah.
Well, look, my family is from the Birmingham metro area, but I was actually born in Chicago. So, you know, when I was a little kid and we moved back south and I'm saying, hey, you guys, and oil and stuff like that, they're like, what's wrong with this kid, you know? But I quickly learned to talk southern.
Well, you know, it's where I'm from here originally. I grew up in Chesapeake, and I think I sound pretty normal.
You do.
Every time I'm in the Midwest or the North or whatever, I sound to them the way you sound to me.
Right.
It's funny how it moves in layers.
Exactly. Well, look, it was so good to have you on the Big D Radio Show, and we would love to have you back on the show pretty soon, and maybe we can talk about some different places that you're going to be playing at. I've got a few of your songs that we can play here on Live 95.5, give you a little exposure down here in the down south. Mark, brother, I love you. I appreciate you bringing the band on and letting me speak with them, and just having fun talking with y'all.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Darryl. Thanks for everything.
All right. We will talk to you again soon. We're going to head to a break. When we come back, Carol Berry is here with us in studio, and we're going to let her talk about what all she's doing right here in Coleman. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's independent radio.
I'm free to do what I want any old time. Love me, call me.
Providing Coleman with a unique blend of music. You're listening to Live 95. Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.
Are you a talented artist, baker, or candlestick maker? Then you'll want to be set up at Maker's Market, happening December 15th from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock, right in the middle of downtown Coleman at the Fest Hall Market Platz. Located in the heart of Coleman's beautiful historic warehouse district, vendor applications are being accepted now.
More information on the festival itself or how to become a vendor, you can visit the Makers Market page on Facebook, or you can send an email to makersmarketcoleman@gmail.com. It's the 2018 Makers Market coming to downtown Coleman, December 15th from 9 until 4 at the Fest Hall Market Platz.
I'm Ed Horrell, author of The Kindness Revolution. I read a lot of blogs. I like to learn from the thoughts and experiences of other people. One of my favorite blogs is in regard to the choices we make every day. Choices regarding parenting, health, spirituality, relationships, name it. However, one of the choices that's an option is the choice not to choose. As strange as that may sound, sometimes our best option is to simply do nothing, especially when not acting or choosing to act is indeed an option. I've always been a ready, fire, aim kind of guy. I like to make a quick decision and move on. However, as I've aged, I've learned that a little aiming before firing actually leads to better results. So take a minute to aim before you fire. It'll make your world a little kinder. To learn more, check us out at thekindnessrevolution.net.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. Good to speak with my buddies up in Virginia Beach, Virginia, Ever After. But with me now, and look, I used to think that I was the most popular personality in Coleman, and then Carol Berry comes by. So,
I like him.
Look, I think I'm at like number two now, so.
Oh,
but that's good.
Yes.
Look, everybody knows Carol Berry and the wonderful work that she does, and it's just incredible. So, and we love having you on the Big D Radio Show, by the way.
This is fun.
Look, what I say, this is the most popular radio show in Coleman. Mm-hmm. And I'll stick to that, too, by the way. So, look, we've got several things that we can talk about. Most recently, you have hooked up with the Coleman Tribune, and
yes,
you are going to have your own article in there. So, tell me, how often is it once a week?
Once a week, and we'll do a video for Facebook, Instagram, and then written copies. So,
all right, so we've got written copies, and we also have it on Facebook that they can go see your articles,
yes,
also, and watch the live videos.
Yes.
So let's dig into exactly what you're going to cover by being part of the Coleman Tribune.
Well, what we want to do is showcase local nonprofits or anyone that's doing anything in the community that helps someone else.
Okay.
That's really the way I want to put it. And we want to showcase those people because when I ran for probate judge, I learned that people didn't know the nonprofit world very well. I had been in that world since 2011, so
okay,
I knew it. And I knew that there was help out there that people weren't receiving. And so I would find myself on the campaign trail writing stuff down for people and say, hey, you need to connect with this person.
Right.
And it just, I thought, well, why don't I just, well, actually, I'll give Martha Williams credit here because she said what you were doing on the campaign trail, you could still do.
Right.
And she was right.
And
so that's what I wanted to do. So.
And we know, Carol, there's so many different nonprofits in Coleman. It's unbelievable. And over the last few years, I've jumped in. I've gave money to a lot of these people. I've helped them out personally. But there's so many out there. And honestly, I don't even know how many's out there.
There's over 200 in Coleman.
See, look, I had no idea.
And here's the thing. What I kept telling people through the campaign is, you know, my background's accounting. You can go to the IRS website, rs.gov, and you can put in the nonprofit you want to look at. You can see everything. You can see what every person in that organization makes.
I had no idea.
You can see they're very transparent. And so I was telling people, you need to look at that before you donate.
Right.
Because I want to know that, number one, that you are a nonprofit. And a lot of people, you'll hear this, here's a little slang for you. I fall under the umbrella of.
Okay.
That's a red flag for me, because you want that person to be a standalone, transparent organization.
So, and I would imagine that some of these nonprofits have employees that actually get paid because they're working. Now, look, I'm not going to go out there and say that there's a lot of people that's making profit off of this, but I'm sure there is.
Yeah, I kind of want to jump in here for a second, because we're a nonprofit, and nobody here makes any money that I know of.
There you go. That's
so,
what I'm saying.
I'd like to look this up.
Look it up while we're talking and see what you see, because you can do
that.
How
do I do it? Go to IRS.gov?
IRS.gov, and you put it in. You may have to know their federal ID number, but you know yours, so you can pop it right in, right? So that's what you do. But, you know, that and people have to make a salary.
I know.
You have to make a living. I mean, we have five paid employees at Restoring Women Outreach.
Right.
But let me tell you, those women work for nothing, because that's their passion and that's their love.
We are literally all volunteers.
We
Nobody
are.
Here makes a dime.
There you go.
If we had more money coming through, we probably would. But
yeah,
look, I would jump for joy if I made minimum wage at Live 95. But you know what? We all do it volunteer. We all love Jay to death and what he does for this community.
Aww.
And we volunteer our time to come on this
radio show.
So I've been right here for like 2 years, and I enjoy every time that I get on the radio.
Thank you. And
I hope
my husband's listening, because he knows that I'm not the only one. He says everything I do costs him money.
And it may.
It does. But he's gracious. You know, he's a great guy, so... It works out.
So do you have, let me ask you this, do you have any particular nonprofit that you're going to go at first in your articles?
We've already done some interviews already. They're
wow,
shoved
I'm slow.
Up. So,
we haven't aired them yet.
Okay. The first one I'll do is Flourish, and that is a nonprofit I knew nothing about.
And I go to the church with some of these ladies
they're awesome.
And yes, they are.
It's a beautiful program that they have. And I just want her to be able to, we do it on my couch. Very laid back. It's not going to be anything professional. You know, I've got my feet up on the couch and we're just talking. And we're just people. We want to put this stuff out there. And you talk about volunteers. You know Kathy McElroy?
I do.
Okay, Kathy was with Coleman Times for a long
exactly.
time. And she's, you know, disabled. And so she has volunteered her time to build ads for me and, you know, pop all the information in. She built an ad for this.
Let me
tonight.
Tell you something.
Yes.
Did she not do an incredible job? Because I even told her, I said, hey, I like that ad.
Yes.
That looks
good. She is. And, you know, Kathy doesn't feel good all the time, but when she does,
right.
she'll get up and really work hard. And then, you know, it may be a few days and she's back in the bed, but that's okay.
Right.
She's awesome. And so she's really been a big part
right.
of keeping me in this.
She is a big follower of my Facebook page called What's Happening in Coleman. And, of course, you know, we advertise local business owners. So Kathy is all the time will send me a message and she'll say, hey, Big D, will you post this on your page for this nonprofit for a month or two? And how much are you going to charge me? And what do I always say?
Nothing.
Anything for you, Kathy. And I always do it because
yeah.
I love her to death.
Kathy's a good woman.
She is. And let me tell you something. She's got a heart for this Coleman community.
She does.
And she's all the time trying to help.
So I looked this up, and I think I found this. But all it says is, you know, gross receipts not greater than $50,000, which is true.
Right.
Is that how it works? If you make over that, you have to report it or what?
Yes. I think you can go – I wish I could see it. After this is over, I'll look at it with you and show you. I think you can
right.
go under there. Unless they've changed it, you can
see. It's a great
see.
Conference room that you're in, so I'll just come in there after the show.
Okay.
There's a computer and all.
That sounds good. That sounds good. But you should be able to maneuver around and see. Does it not give you a link to click on to see more?
Not that I see, but we'll check
okay.
it out after the show.
Okay. So. All right. Thank you.
So, yeah, I mean, what if you're making more than $50,000 doing a nonprofit? I mean, Yeah, that's kicking some cash.
I would think that's if the entire entity. But,
oh, the entire unit. Okay, okay.
You would
not
expect
just one person.
The entity to be passed through. Like yeah. United right. Way, most of the money that comes in goes right back out.
Restoring Women Outreach is going to be over $50,000.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Now, well, I was thinking a person making that mm-mm. with the nonprofit. But no, we're talking about the entire mm-mm. thing. I got you.
No, but that's something you can do. So even if that's all the information you can get under $50,000, you can still see if they're there. And so that's something that...
Well, that's certainly interesting to know because, you know, especially with the hurricane, you know, Michael rowed his boat ashore, haha.
Yes.
And, you know, with all of the money that goes into disaster relief and all, it's interesting to drill down on some of those to see just where the money goes.
Right.
Yes, yes. So, when we get done, I'd like to look at that too because I didn't know under $50,000 it didn't divide it all out. So that's good to know.
I might have looked at something different than you did, but we're going to find out.
So. Okay, sounds good.
I'll let you have your show back, Big
okay.
D.
So what are some other ones that you're going to be featuring pretty soon that you know of?
Some people that we've got lined up is Hope for Horses. I know they need volunteers.
And they were actually on the show last year.
Yeah, they need
volunteers.
Wonderful
organization.
Yes. And he and I started at the same time.
Oh, really?
So we were kind of in that growing stage together. So he's a very nice man. And let's see, we have... I want to do Julie Hall. It's through the link, but it's the Pure Joy program because that's something that's near and dear to my heart. And they do some Christmas shows, so I wanted to be able to get them on real quick and,
right.
you know, promote that. Then St. Vincent de Paul, which is the food bank in Coleman, they do a big Thanksgiving dinner. So I'm trying to coordinate it around that. Dana Dunnigan really wants me to do the Good Hope dinner that they do. Tim Collins always did a great job of covering
right.
that. Man, you know, I'm sorry, teared up. We're going to miss him in the
yes,
Coleman community
are.
because Tim really cared
yep.
about Coleman. And I tell you, he taught me a lot.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Tim was a dear friend of mine.
He was a good, you know, I didn't know him that long, but,
right.
but we really connected and, gosh, we had some fun times on that campaign trail. And, you know, he really helped me a lot.
So. Good. Yeah, but, you know, Tim was one of those guys. It was the community mm-hmm. 7 days a week.
Yes.
That was his passion. And he done one great job of what he done.
And aren't we're going to miss him.
Oh, definitely.
And so, you know, so that's, you know, maybe I can pick up some of that and help promote, you know, some of these things that are going on in Coleman and that people can get plugged into. My little catchphrase is going to be get up, get out, and get involved.
That's it. You have to do it. You know, last year I was on Goldridge Road and I was a server with Karma in Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
So my job was to get all the turkeys and pull the meat off of it. Hey, look, no lie, I'm not lying. If they did not have like 100 turkeys, I'm like, are you crazy? That's yeah. a lot of turkeys, and look, I bet I'd done at least 30 of them. But it was so much fun. We probably had 300, 400 families to come through.
Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get in touch with them, too. And there's somebody that's always been dear to me.
Oh,
I really work
goodness.
Well with
Carmen
them.
Carmen Coleman has been incredible. And, I mean, it's just a six-day-a-week thing with them, and they're willing to
help. And on a
shoestring
budget.
Oh, yeah.
They run on a budget. I mean, they do some amazing things.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
And so why don't we, you know, talk about the food pantries here in Coleman? Because it's such a big need in Coleman, and I'm sure in all cities. And even, you know, with me keeping up with Coleman Caring for Kids, mm-hmm. it's incredible some of the donations they can get. And just recently, I think, from East or West Elementary had carried over 1,000 pounds of food there. And then when they get the donations from Publix, it's incredible. It fills up their entire spot, but yet in a week it's empty.
Yes.
So it's a constant need for the food banks, and yet there's several and churches also. It's amazing how fast that food goes out.
That's like today, I'll say all the time, before, my phone was always being called by somebody who needed help for recovery. But since I've been in this race, like today, I had a call about the food bank. You know, so it's just become that people know that I care about my community, and so I'm getting those calls anyway. So now I'm just trying to build. And we would really like to build. Don Owens did a great job years ago building a list of nonprofits. And I think we want to take that and try to add to it, clean it up a little bit, because I wasn't even on her list.
Really?
When she posted it, because I asked her to post it to Facebook, and I was looking, I was like, well, we're not even on there. but so we need to do some work there. But, you know, I'd like to see a good list so that some of these people that might get calls could help somebody.
It's a wonderful idea that you're doing, because honestly, I had no idea that there was 200 nonprofits. And number one, because I don't see it that much. Now, what do I see? Of course, I see The Link and Kurt's Closet and a lot of these. Yes, it's constantly on Facebook. But yet they're pushing their nonprofit on Facebook, getting attention. So if you're saying 200, I mean, there's another 180 that's not even pushing themselves, and they should be, because that's the reason you're in the nonprofit organization, is to help the community.
I just came on the board for First Source Women's Center. And, you know, what I noticed down there is an older group of women on the board. And they don't know the power of Facebook. My husband doesn't know Facebook. He has no idea about Facebook. So, you know, when I say...
That's a good thing.
It is. You know, the only thing he knows about Facebook is in a divorce, right? So, that's about it. So, but you know what I'm saying? So, I think some people don't... Not everybody has a Kathy McElroy.
Oh, you do have a good point. And it's just amazing how much that she supports you on there and talks very highly of you.
We share a granddaughter. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
We do. We share a granddaughter, beautiful Alexa. So she, if she has both mine and Kathy's heart, she's going to do something one day.
Yeah,
I believe that. So she's a good kid.
So once a week, you're going to have an article, and it's going to display somebody new. Mm-hmm. And give information about exactly what they're going to do, how they can contact them. But, you know, Carol, the main thing, I just think that people has to go help.
Yes.
They have to.
We were hoping, like Hope, the Hope for Horses, they need volunteers right now. So that's what we're going to, you know, really talk about and the need for those volunteers. And there's always somewhere to plug in.
Right. So, Jay, if you want to go to a quick break, when we come back, we're going to talk about Restoring Women Outreach with Carol. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Coleman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Coleman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Coleman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Coleman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Coleman County VOAD, call the Coleman County EMA at 739-5410, 739-5410. Email ColemanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Coleman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Coleman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster.
Are you a talented artist, baker, or candlestick maker? Then you'll want to be set up at Maker's Market, happening December 15th from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock, right in the middle of downtown Coleman at the Fest Hall Market Platz. Located in the heart of Coleman's beautiful historic warehouse district, vendor applications are being accepted now. More information on the festival itself or how to become a vendor, you can visit the Maker's Market page on Facebook, or you can send an email to makersmarketcoleman@gmail.com. It's the 2018 Maker's Market coming to downtown Coleman, December 15th from 9 until 4 at the Fest Hall Market Platz.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. we uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show with me, Carol Berry, and we're going to jump in a different direction, and we're going to talk about what she does with Restoring Women Outreach. So, Carol, if you want to jump in and kind of tell us exactly what all you do with this.
Restoring Women Outreach, sorry, I can't talk. That is a true sober living home in Cullman. That is a halfway house, if you've ever heard of that. A halfway house, a three-quarter living house. So what we do is we take women from the detention center or even off the street, re-entries from Tutwiler, and they come in. That all you have to say is you have a drug and alcohol problem, and we take you in. You have to be clean. And once you can pass a clean drug test, you can be in the program. And you start working the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous right out of the gate. And then we do a morning Bible study. Usually they have up to 30 days to get a job. And then they some go to the link and do the Jobs for Life program. But some come in with jobs already in hand. So a lot of people go in to a job pretty quick. And then they just go to work. We just learning how to live. Living life on life's terms. That's pretty much what it is. And we help them budget their money, help them keep their fines paid, their restitution paid, which is very different from any other halfway house or program that you'll see, because all we have to do is write a letter to Lisa Maxwain and say, hey, they'll be in treatment, and it's really not treatment, but that's the way it's looked at, for a year. And will you put their fines off? So that's usually done because they're paying such high rent. But at RWO, because of donors and because of the way we wrote the program, we don't have to do that. So the girls are able to pay their fines, their restitution, their child support. We paid back since 2011 over $200,000 back to Cullman County, Cullman City, and Hansville.
Wow.
It's a lot of money.
It is.
And those women would have not had to pay that if they had been off somewhere else in different organizations. But here, we make them do that. And a lot of women leave with all that, a lot of that debt, if not all that debt, off their back. And we show them, because when I was looking at that, I was like, well, that sets them up for failure. You know, because I mess up doesn't mean I don't get to pay my bills for a year. That didn't make any sense to me, but that was the accountant in me. You know, I was like, no, that don't work. So we did that. And so they stay a year. They can stay up to 2 years. And our success rate right now is 71%, which is down a little bit. But we require you to get a GED before you graduate and work all your steps. So, and then everybody's required to do community service. We were talking about service just a few minutes ago. Everybody has to do 10 or 12 hours, depending on where you are in the program, of community service. So this, tonight, they're at the fairgrounds with Margaret Jean Jones, and they ride the rides with all the people. Awesome. We've been doing that for years. Yeah. Terry McGill set that up with me, and it's been a beautiful partnership, because a lot of our women are not able to see their kids yet, or you know, they can, and they are the most loving, right, wonderful people in the world. And so when they get with these people from Margaret Jean Jones, it's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful, and they ride the rides with them and have fun. So that's what they're doing tonight.
So how many locations do you have in Cullman, and how many is usually in these homes at any one time?
There's six houses. We have six houses today, and that is because of Dorothy Frady, and I'm going to cry on you again. I lost Dorothy this year, too. And Dorothy was my mentor. She was, she believed in what I was doing. And even through the early mistakes. You know, she stood beside me. And so Dorothy gave us 5 of the 6 houses that we have.
Wow.
And one donor gave a house. He bought me a house, he and his wife, where they just bought us a house and fixed it up and gave it to me. And so all the houses are paid for. And we're able to house the women again for that cheaper rent.
Right.
So it works out well. But so we have 6 locations, and if they're all full, 36 women can be housed.
Gotcha.
So, and we do a lot of diversion, ladies. So that means that you've already been sentenced to the penitentiary, but you do your time at the halfway house.
Okay.
Kind of that one last chance to keep you out of going to prison.
Right. That's awesome.
It is. And they're working, and they're, you know, I mean, it's great.
And so, if somebody is needing to do this, how could they contact you to be a part of this?
You can contact me personally on Facebook. The RWO, or Restoring Women Outreach, has a Facebook page. Or you can call 256-727-6531.
Awesome. Well, look, Carol, we appreciate you being on the Big D Radio Show. We appreciate everything that you do in this community. It's just, we need more people just like you. And we appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
So, real quick, we're going to say a quick prayer, and then we're going to get out of here.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you in prayer through your Son, Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for the individuals that come in here, like Carol, that does so much for the community. And Lord, we just ask that you bless them daily in their lives, Lord. We truly give you all the honor and glory that you deserve, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
And as we leave, God bless you, and most importantly, God bless America. We'll see you next time.
Live 95 is 95.5 FM. We play the news.